once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, on this New Year's Eve day, inviting you to turn up your radio and enjoy a little light jazz, two English folk songs, a winter classic by John Rutter, and a welcome song written by Henry Purcell as a royal welcome for King James II. This visit is called New Year's Eve with the British. Our visit opened with a delightful light jazz arrangement of the great hit Scarborough Fair, arranged by former King singer Bob Chilcott and brought to life by the English ensemble called Camazio, led by Matthew Berry. In 1991, John Rutter wrote what has proven to be one of his classic collections of songs about winter. It goes by the name When Icicles Hang, which includes his classic piece that many of you have sung, Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind. Helping on this recording is Duke Dobbing, flute, and Wayne Marshall at the harpsichord. So here we go with Icicles, Winter Night, Good Ale, Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind, Winter Wakeneth, and Hey, Hey. The music of John Rutter with the Cambridge Singers.
Thank you. Bring us in no pudding, for that is not for good. Oh.
You have just heard the very popular set of winter songs by John Rutter known as When Icicles Hang, and we have some of those now, don't we? You enjoyed the voices of the Cambridge Singers, the City of London Sinfonia, Duke Dobbin Flute, and Wayne Marshall Harpsichord, here on Going Beyond Words.
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor?
All I in the morning.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? A lie in the morning. Put him in the scuppers with a hosepipe on him. Put him in the scuppers with a hosepipe on him. Put him in the scuppers with a hosepipe on him. A lie in the morning.
Those were the voices of the Swingle Singers from England, who got their start many, many years ago with Ward Swingle conducting at Morningside College in Sioux City. Now, be sensible tonight. That was The Drunken Sailor, a folk song from England. This is New Year's Eve with the British. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you, it's you must go and I must bide.
But come, when summer's in the meadow,
We don't get to hear it all the way through, our theme of the Londonderry air. And again, that was an encore with the Swingle Singers recorded in England at the same time John Rutter did the waxing of Icicles. Of course, Danny Boy, the folk song from Ireland. Scotland's King James VI inherited the crown of England and Ireland in 1603, and a steady succession of Stuart monarchs ruling from every corner of the British Isles until the end of time was the hope and expectation. However, there was a great succession of lousy rulers, and Great Britain was slammed into the rocks by one ruler after another. Court artists like Henry Purcell paid to celebrate royal successes. The evidence of royal ineptitude with which they were confronted made the job much harder than it should have been. The piece we are about to hear, Ye Tuneful Muses, Raise Your Heads, written in 1686, is seldom heard today, despite the inventiveness of Purcell's music. So we are lucky that Harry Christophers and the 16 recently recorded two longer works that we can enjoy listening to. Purcell was greatly disillusioned with King James II and then spent a lot of time writing operas. This was a critical time in his career and in the whole history of British music. So Harry Christophers raises his baton and presents to us the welcome song, Ye Tuneful Muses, Raise Your Heads, by Henry Purcell. Music from 1686 and the Baroque Master.
did your breasts inspire?
At length what saves
his form and
lightning fire?
Again his
power,
powerful
influence on you shed.
Again the God,
bereft of whose kind light.
Let's put a period to your
night, and bless you with his joyful ray. What made his name call on?
Kept the field glad. Whilst in music and verse our duty we show, and though we can never pay all that we owe, whilst in music and verse our duty we show, and though we can never pay all that we owe, yet all we can raise are little, little mites we humbly throw into the boundless treasury of their praise. yet all we can raise, our little, little mites we humbly throw into the boundless treasury of their praise.
What's he losing and that's our
You have just heard Welcome Song, Ye Tuneful Muses, Raise Your Heads by Henry Purcell, written in 1686 and presented here for the first time from a new recording by Harry Christophers and the 16. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called New Year's Eve with the British. And I'm your host, Stan Schmidt, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again as we begin another year. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.